Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, as we continue to celebrate our small businesses. That's what we're celebrating. You thought I was going to say my 10th anniversary, didn't you? Well, we can do that too, but mostly I like celebrating your small business and my small business and the fact that we got one. And as exciting and as frightening as it might be on any given day, I'm glad I have mine. I bet you're glad you have yours. And somebody who helps people appreciate their businesses more by helping them do better in their business is our new friend Edward Abel. Ed is Ed and I met a couple of weeks ago in New York City at the conference where we both attended, and found out a little bit more about him and decided we wanted to have him on our show and wanted you to hear about him. Ed is a business coach, and he helps businesses put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He helps small business CEOs do a better job of running their businesses. He created something called the 10 Commandments for Small Business Success, which is was something we may talk about a little bit today, but maybe we may have to put that off for another day. But let's get him in here. Ed Abel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Excited to be here.
It was nice to meet you in New York City a couple of weeks ago.
Well, actually, I made it my purpose to meet you. I heard a lot about you, and I was excited to have the opportunity to meet you and now to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. And, Ed, my audience is, I asked them, you know, at the beginning of the hour before you got here, if they knew a business coach, if they'd ever used a business coach, if they ever heard of a business coach. And so what I'd like for you to do is tell us a little bit about what a business coach does.
Well, Jim, it's interesting the way you phrased the question about knowing about a business coach. 25 years ago, I went out to build my first business. And if I only knew that business coaching existed, which it didn't back then, the difference in my business development would have been outstanding. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing about it. We're not known. And the other part of it that I think small business owners forget is that they don't have to do it alone. You know, people who have experienced it, whether through education or, in my case, education and hands-on experience, could really bring a lot to the table. And often as a small business owner, you kind of feel like you have to do it alone, you should know, and it's quite the opposite. You should reach out for the assistance and the support from people that have done it before. It makes the path a lot easier.
Absolutely. Well, there's no question about it, especially somebody who's seen things. I was a consultant. I guess you could – I never really called myself a business coach, but a lot of what I did was that. A lot of what I did was almost being a psychologist sometimes, and you do that, don't you, Ed?
I often say at times it's business therapy.
There you go. Well, but seriously, if nothing else, I mean, sometimes my clients were older and wiser than me, but it was just good to have somebody else from the outside looking at what they were trying to solve, because when you're in the middle of something, when you're in the whirlwind, you can't see which way the storm's going.
You said that so well. And that's really a lot of what a good business coach would bring to the table. Not just the education and the formal this is how you read a financial statement, or this is what a profit and loss statement says.
But don't minimize the value in that, though, Ed.
Oh no, that's huge.
Yeah, it's
but
huge.
That is one side of it. The other side that a business coach should be bringing to the table is their experience and their ability to help you see what you're not seeing.
Right. Absolutely. You know, well, you know, think about this. The best golfers in the world, guys with all the talent, I mean, they've got more talent in their little finger than I have in, you know, on my best day in my whole body in golf. And yet they still have a swing coach. Now, if they're this darn good, if they've won all these majors and millions of dollars, et cetera, why would they have a swing coach? Haven't they got this down by now?
It's funny that you say it like that, because I use that analogy all the time. Why is it that Tiger Woods, Derek Jeter, you know, Lance Armstrong, all these superstars still have not one coach, but most of them have two and three? And that's because of the expertise that a coach brings into the game.
How do we find a business coach?
Well, it's interesting, because business coaching is becoming so, everyone's becoming so aware about it. So it's not like it used to be where you hear about it or someone recommends it, but actually you're being interviewed now. I've been interviewed as a coach before I'm hired. And thank God to the internet, because, again, now there's at least a place for you to go and search out a list of coaches. And then you have to start really wondering, what's the coach bringing to the table and what am I looking for?
Is there a bureau? Is there a bureau for coaches? Do we look in the Yellow Pages? Do we look online? Do we ask our Chamber of Commerce? What do we do?
Well, there's a few ways. One is, there is a certification, and it's called the ICF, the International Coaching Federation, and that's probably the best place for people to start. The other place would be one of the most renowned coaching schools, which is IPEC. IPEC Coaching. They also have a referral program where they match up the coach to the client.
So IPEC, if we Google that, I guess we could find the website?
You will, IPECcoaching.com, and the ICF, the International
ICF.
Coaching Federation.
So do you think that'd be ICF.org or something like that? Maybe?
I believe so.
Okay.
But if you Google International Coaching Federation.
Right, and will they help us find somebody in our area?
Well, that's the great thing about coaching. Not necessarily do they need to be in your area.
You can do it virtually, but sometimes you want to see the person face to face.
I agree with that, and I do. I do 90% of my coaching face to face, but I do have coaches that sought me out and wanted to work with me, and we do work over the phone.
We know a lot. We have a lot of CEO coaches, guys who coach, you know, people, men and women who coach public company CEOs, and they do it virtually. They do it very well, very successfully that way. Stand by, folks. Ed Abel is our guest. He's our new friend. He's a professional business coach, and his website is knowledgewins.com. And he and I will be right back. We're going to talk about how to get focused, stay focused, and maybe do it with a coach. Stay with us.
Hey, Jim, this is Brad Houston with IAS Training, author of Much Use for Salespeople, and I'm a salesman, not a PhD. I just wanted to congratulate you on 10 years of helping the small business person survive. It's been a real pleasure doing radio shows with you. Congratulations. Job well done. Keep up the good work.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can show up there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use all our stuff to your advantage. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Edward J. Abel is a business coach, and he's also the guy who created the 10 Commandments for Small Business Success. Ed, you got to come back another day and tell us about those.
Oh, that is a day in itself.
Yeah, exactly. We might even make a couple of days out of that, because you know how I get wound up when we start talking about this stuff. So anyway, I want you to come back and do that another day. But right now what I want you to do is talk to us about how – well, tell you what, before you do that, as we went to the break a minute ago, folks, we talked about how you can find a business coach. We talked a little bit about why a business coach can help you with fundamentals. They should help you with fundamentals, right, Ed? Like getting you focused on your financials, maybe helping you with your business plan, maybe even doing a specific project. But they also can help you see things more clearly in your own business. And you know, Ed, when I was a consultant full time, when I needed help with my business, you know what I did? I went to my clients and I asked them to help me.
What a great idea.
I had them look at my business, and I didn't pay them though. I told them they had to do that for free. I told them the money only went one way in this relationship. But I did. I asked them. I said, look, what do you think? And you know what? They were so excited because they wanted to see me succeed, and they were excited that I asked them to help me. Because even though I was the advisor, I couldn't see my own business as well as they could. Like, I could see their business better than they could.
Well, it's as you said earlier, you know, if you're in the forest, you can't see, you know, outside of it. You just see what's straight ahead.
Yeah. So we talked about all those things, folks. Now, what would it cost? How would we engage a business coach, Ed?
Well, there are many different formulas or scenarios that coaches use. Because the coaching I do is not just we sit down for an hour and we talk about what's going on in your business and I give you insight and direction, but I actually become your confidant. I become somebody that you can reach out to and shoot me an email or a phone call and say, mm-hmm. Hey, this kind of problem occurred. What should I do? What would you do? How have you seen it handled in the past? So I've actually become more than an hourly employee for them, and that's very important.
Do you do that on a monthly retainer type of relationship?
I do, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
You do, but if somebody wanted to get started, if somebody just wanted to sort of put their toe in the water,
yep, you
if,
can.
If not you, there are business coaches who will do that, right?
Absolutely.
Who will work for on an hourly basis. And what should we expect to pay? Anywhere from 75 to 200 bucks an hour?
I would say you're that's the ballpark. But I want to caution people about something, which is coaching is not a quick fix.
Yeah.
It's not, although you might want to test the waters to make sure it's for you or this coach is for you. It's not, gee, give me two doses and I'll be fine.
The good thing about testing, though, Ed, is that you can find out if the personalities are going to work.
And that's key to coaching.
Yeah.
You must have a personality that gels with each other. That is a key part of coaching. Without that, it will not be effective.
Right. And so you can find out. And I'll tell you something else, Ed. Everybody, every business owner out there is not a prospect for coaching. Some people just can't deal with it.
Yeah. You have to be open to knowing that you don't know everything and that somebody might be telling you to do something or look at something just a little different than the way you've been doing it.
And you can't think about the 150 bucks an hour as an expense. You got to think of it as an investment, don't you?
It is a huge investment. And that's really what you are. You're investing in yourself.
How, in the 2 minutes we got left, how does a business coach help us focus?
Well, we hold you accountable. So the key part of...
You're not going to give me homework, are you, Ed?
I call it business development work. We do give you homework at times when it's appropriate. But the key part of homework is about goal setting. We hold you to your goals. Where do you want to go as a business? Where are you trying to strive to get to? And we back into that through goal development and action plan implementation. And that's really the key behind coaching, is somebody that's going to be there and hold you accountable. We all know it's very different coming home or coming into work, knowing someone's waiting for something that mm-hmm. is due, than, oh, I can do that on Thursday. And Thursday just never seems to get there, does it?
What if I'm considering getting a coach or joining a mastermind group? Is it either or both and?
Both. Mastermind groups are great. There is nobody that should not be a part of a mastermind group.
Yeah.
That's what's great about mastermind groups, you can find both types. You can find business-focused type groups and non-business-focused type groups.
Right.
But they exist, and everybody should be in a mastermind group.
Ed, give us your website, please.
Knowledge Wins. KnowledgeWins.com.
Hey, Ed, we're just going to get you back again real soon. We're going to talk about the Ten Commandments, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks,
Ed. See you later, buddy. Edward Abel, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-E-L is his last name. Got to take a quick break. Right back with our good buddy Ken Lebo right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.